case is 10,737, John and Wendy Godwin. This was in Swan Keys development, a variance from the side yard setback requirement. Remember this one also? You had tabled it a few times.
You tabled it a couple times.
Or you left it.
This is the one that'll fit.
It will fit.
Yeah, in the future, they might want to do something, add something on the other side.
Pardon me. Here we go. Was that part of the testimony?
In a roundabout way.
Okay. That's the point.
I think it was a slip up, but Freudian slip.
I knew I'd pull it out sooner or later. But
I mean, the house fit as far as I'm concerned.
It does. House does fit. I see no problem with it. It does fit in there. Mr. McCabe?
I'm in favor of it. Man's got to have a place to park.
Mr. Workman?
I can see it probably moved over. It can fit. I ain't even got the notes in there. Why can't he be moved over?
A what now?
He ain't even got the notes in there. And I guess the inspector?
Yeah.
Why can't he be moved over? So it can be moved over.
Okay. Mr. Hudson?
Well, it'll fit. I guess how much space will they have to park if he moves it over?
Yeah, I think that was the question. They're really concerned. How much room will you have?
Yeah, they'll have 10 feet on that one side, and then on the other side, they'll have 10 feet. And then 11 feet in the front to park the other way. Really a mess what's been created down there. It's really a mess what's been created down there.
Yeah, that's.
And it frustrates me that.
But the courts got into it and then they've changed it.
Well, you know, it started. What was once a little camper trailer park becomes a mobile home park, becomes now a housing development.
Well, John, you know, that's getting, well, maybe this probably irrelevant, but that's getting coming away now in Maryland, Virginia, also now. I went to a meeting when there's down in Chincoteague on that. They have their meetings, and they've got a place now that's used to be, it's same thing, family campground, but they just had a man bought four lots in there and built a home, a garage, and a game room, $675,000 in a trip, right on Tom's Cove.
Okay.
Now, here you go. Now
he bought four lots.
Huh?
He bought four lots.
Yeah. But it was supposed to be a family campground. Yeah, but he didn't buy them all at one. But see, he didn't buy them all at one time. But they're not all together, though. He bought them. He's got them in pieces. Then finally, he went around and he found a way to get around it with the. Well, yeah, but you take man's. You got a small trailer and you got a man's got this. Who would want to build right there on the water like that, though, when you got the park? But the courts get into it. It's a common thing. What do you do? I'm just trying to remember what you're saying. It's a shame it's coming that way, but it's changed. They're taking a family campground, but it's kind of
like the place, the little trailer court there on Route 54.
Mm-hmm.
You got 50-some-year-old trailers. And maybe I'm not thinking right, but to me, if they're, you know, somebody needs to make, whoever owns it needs to make a decision. Do I want to continue to rent the trailers as they are? Or do I want to say, you know what, we're done with this. We'll put up a condo. We'll do something to accommodate these people if they'd like. But, you know.
And then you got 99
I mean,
leases
what are we gonna
and stuff
do?
Now. What do you do?
Yeah, we're going to pack in, I don't know.
Most of that, some leases. I don't want to get in that manufacturer.
A bunch of shenanigans.
Yeah, I don't want to get into all that with them people. Anyway, gentlemen, maybe we should act on it tonight. We put it off and put it off. Again, if there's no further discussion, and if we're ready to vote, I will entertain a motion. give it an up or down vote. Gentlemen, be the last call for a vote on the case. Not with leaving on the table. I would just leave it open.
How many have we approved like this for a 28-foot wide down there?
Mess of them.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that's
mess of them, right? We approved a mess of them.
For a 28-foot wide home.
Yeah, and that's another thing. Oh, well, you can't get one that small. Well, we just saw where the guy's going to put a 12 by 51. You know what I mean? It just, I don't know.
I know. Yeah, we've approved a mess of them down there.
I didn't know that.
Crazy.
Double-wide.
24 to 28.
24, 28.
Yeah. Actually, I think they also come 32 mm-hmm. in 16-foot sections.
Is it 28 by 105 now?
Wides or whatever.
Was this one one-story or two-story?
One.
One-story.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and there'll be an opposition to the guy next door who put up two-story.
So?
5 foot off the property line.
I don't have any problem. It's kind of done there anyway. I have no problem with it. But whatever you want to do, guys. Okay, last call. We'll just leave it. And gentlemen, by the next meeting, we'll bring it up. We won't have to go up or down with it. So hopefully you can all... You can all make a decision by the next meeting to vote it up or down. I'll leave it open. We'll put it back on.
The 7th?
Yeah, that's our next meeting, I guess.
Next week?
Yep, next week.
But you left it open?
2 weeks.
Yeah, we'll leave it open. It's going to be
tabled?
Yep, we'll table it. Well, you know, I just tabled it, or we left it open for the next meeting.
Tabled.
And then we'll just vote on it. It's got to be a vote on it. Need to up or down, because this will be our third time, one way or the other. Maybe we can all.
Third time's charm.
Yep, third time would be a charm. Okay, next case, please.